This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of 24 projects related to power, road, railway and water worth more than 46,300 crore rupees in Jaipur. Mr. Modi today participated in the celebrations organized to mark the completion of 1 year of the Bhajan Lal Sharma government of Rajasthan. He inaugurated 9 projects worth more than 11,000 crore rupees, which includes 7 projects of the central government and 2 projects of the state government. He laid the foundation stone of 15 projects worth more than 35,300 crore rupees. These projects also include the Parvati Kalisind Chambal Link project, which is important for Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh. The MOA for this project was signed between Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan in the presence of the Prime Minister. Addressing the event, the Prime Minister said that the Parvati Kalisind Chambal Link project will provide a permanent solution to the water problem in Rajasthan. The Prime Minister said that the project will accelerate the development of both Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh. Governor of Rajasthan Haribhau Bagde, Rajasthan Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma, Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh Mohan Lal Yadav, Union Minister of Jal Shakti C.R. Patil were also present in the program. President Draupadi Murmu has said India is emerging as a hub for affordable medical tourism and doctors are playing a pivotal role in this progress. She was addressing a convocation ceremony of AIIMS Mangalagiri in Andhra Pradesh today. President Murmu praised the medical profession as a path to serving humanity. She advised doctors to focus on service orientation, continuous learning and research. The president also advocated health care for all. She stressed on the importance of holistic health and appreciated AIIMS Mangalagiri's motto, Sakal Swasthya Sarvada. The event was attended by Andhra Pradesh Governor S. Abdul Nazir, Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu and Union Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Pratap Rao Jadhav. The Lok Sabha has approved the supplementary demands for grants first batch for 2024-25. The government sought approval of Parliament to authorise gross additional expenditure of over 87,762 crore rupees. Out of this, the proposals involved net cash outgo aggregate to 44,142 crore rupees for payments of debts, liabilities and interest rates. The House also gave its nod to the Appropriation Bill to authorise payment and appropriation of certain further sums from the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2024-25. Replying to the discussion, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that India is the fastest growing economy in the world. Ms. Sitharaman said the government has increased the capital expenditure to boost the economy and over 11 lakh crore rupees budgetary allocations have been made in this year's budget. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired a meeting of the Ministry's Consultative Committee in New Delhi today. In the meeting, the roles and functions of the new Defence Public Sector Undertakings, DPSUs, were discussed. During the meeting, committee members were also informed on the financial figures, modernization, capital expenditure, exports, new products developed, ongoing research and development projects. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Singh said that these new DPSUs will carry forward modernization, indigenization and set new dimensions by incorporating world-class technologies. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today launched India's first of its kind anti-pesticide body suit, Kisan Kavach, in New Delhi. In a statement, the Science and Technology Ministry said that this body suit is designed to protect farmers from the harmful effects of pesticide exposure. In the third cricket test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy, India narrowly avoided follow-on against host Australia on day 4 at the Gabba. India ended the day at 252 for 9, trailing by 193 runs after bad light brought early stumps. The visitors were struggling at 51 for 4 overnight when KL Rahul and Ravindra Jadeja provided resistance. And that is the end of this news bulletin.